And that was Enigma. All right. Now, JJ's got one more news item. And what we... yeah. So take it away, JJ.
All right. I'm going to keep this one quick because we're almost done. But this story comes to us from the Associated Press in Fayetteville, Arkansas. A man who was held for 18 months in the Benton County Jail has prevailed in a lawsuit he filed to force jailers to give him access to a prayer feather. Jailers objected to the feather on security grounds, but a federal judge has ruled that Billy Joe Wolf Jr. of Oklahoma demonstrated that the feather was necessary for him to practice his religion. U.S. District Judge Jim Larry Hendren accepted most of a magistrate's report that said denying use of the feather was not reasonably related to the goal of jail security. The report noted that inmates had toothbrushes and other items that could be used as weapons. Wolf, a member of the Cherokee tribe, pleaded guilty in July to capital murder and kidnapping for the slaying of Chetley Janes in 2003. He's now serving a sentence of life without parole in the state prison system. Hendren agreed with the defendants that there had been little guidance for courts and judges on the issue. He said there was no evidence in this case that a reasonable officer, unquote, in Benton County would know about Wolf's particular religious beliefs or the related ritual objects. In court brief filed in the case, the American Indian Heritage Support Center urged that Wolf be given the feather. It is tantamount to suggesting that the Christian cross or rosary could be used as a weapon or for sexual gratification, which we submit would be insulting to most Christians. Hypothetical situations should not be conjured up and passed as fact, the group argued. Attorney Mike Rainwater for the Association of Arkansas Counties said the organization has researched the issue of who is entitled to a prayer feather and under what circumstances. The group will be ready to advise jailers the next time a department needs guidance. So it sounds like in this case the initial ignorance has been addressed, which is nice.
Yeah, it's nice to finally get to, well, it's nice to hear some good stories.
Something moving forward.
So all my relations. All right, we're going to take you out with a nice little piece of music. This is Buffy St. Marie. You're listening to Native Solidarity News.